The challenges include doubts on the various parties' responsibilities and mainly related to practical issues. What do they do with the information collected from inspection reports? Who do they send it to? The other challenges, of course, are the developing states. And the developing states, a lot of them have already find that they do not have the resources or the capacity to be able to implement what the agreement actually says. And therefore, they have reached out to FAO in particular to receive assistance. We are currently working in more than 30 countries around the world, supporting these countries in developing their policy and legislation, in strengthening their institution capacity, and in reviewing their operation procedures to come in line with the Port Statements Agreement. We are encouraged by the fact that some key donors have come forward with pledges and commitments towards our program, and we hope to reach our target of 10 million for the next 5 years to assist developing countries in this regard.
What's expected from the meeting?
So to summarize, I would say that it would be important for the parties to define their modus operandi, how they are going to conduct their meetings, from the small details of the election of chairpersons and to how many times they are going to meet. But apart from that, it is expected that any ambiguous aspects, unclear aspects of the agreement would be addressed by the parties so that the roles of the port states, the flag states, and other states, the role of FAO, the role of the regional fishery management organizations, and of any other international organizations and bodies are clear to all so that they can work in a very clear way. The other main component that we hope that there'll be a work plan for is this: the need to define a scheme or mechanism for the electronic exchange and publication of information that is collected through the port state measures inspection schemes. And in this, FAO is likely to have quite a substantial role.
How will FAO support countries going forward?
We will continue to raise awareness of this cost-effective tool to combat IUU fishing, not only in isolation, because the Port State Measures Agreement also can count on the catch documentation scheme guidelines that FAO has recently adopted and the recently launched Global Record of Fishing Vessels, which supplies all the information on the identity of the vessels to inspectors when conducting port state measures. We are looking forward to get instructions from the parties on how they want and to what extent they want FAO to be involved in all of this.